have to really escalate the noise we make so that we'll be heard.
To Gay USA. I'm Andy Hum.
Settle in, folks. We're back to an hour.
Yay!
I'm Ann Northrup, and yes, we listen. We listen to the grassroots and to my compatriots.
Some of you are very kind about the half-hour show.
People were very patient and supportive, but we heard you, and we don't disagree. You get more with an hour than you do with half an
hour.
More
substance.
We'll see.
I will see.
And interestingly, the universe has cooperated and given us a lot more news this week.
They sure have.
Yeah.
And we start, of course, with the news that former Congress member Barney Frank of Massachusetts has died at 86. And we're going to bring you an interview we did with him 22 years ago.
Because we've been here a long time. We also are going to tell you about how the Stonewall National Monument has just been placed on the list of the 11 most endangered historic places.
We got some great court decisions this week. Are you sitting down? From Colorado, Rhode Island, and Kansas.
Very interesting, yes. But Texas Children's Hospital has settled a suit against it by opening a detransition clinic and firing doctors who provide trans youth care. It's almost like the Trump White House.
A trans student at the University of Washington was murdered, stabbed 40 times. A suspect has been apprehended.
And Trump looks like he succeeded in getting rid of Kentucky House member Thomas Massie, but we just can't leave him behind quite yet because he tried to save his seat with some virulently anti-LGBTQ ads.
They didn't apparently work. In Wisconsin, 350 high school students walked out in protest when performance of a Stonewall-inspired orchestral piece was banned by their school board.
Poland's leader has agreed to abide by the European Union's order that they must recognize same-sex unions performed in any other country.
And trans actor Elliot Page was cast in Christopher Nolan's new movie Odyssey. But right-wing heads have exploded over that and other things.
They don't like Lupita Nyong'o playing Helen of Troy.
So,
oh, well.
So, Barney Frank.
Wait.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We have an hour. Medical updates.
Relax. Okay.
Well, I saw my oncologist yesterday, and she said, you know, you're cured for breast cancer. I said, really? Am I? Now, I'm still on a couple of heavy drugs. I'm still seeing her once a month. I'm still having an MRI in a few weeks to check to make sure nothing's going on. But technically, because the surgery got all the tumor and I have clear margins, evidently I am defined as cured of breast cancer.
Congratulations.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I have a couple of friends who've had recurrences after many years. And what I found out was it's like HIV in that we're trying to eradicate HIV cells hiding within the body.
Yeah.
And suppress them or eradicate them. Well, the same is true of cancer. Mm. You're trying to eradicate any cells that are still running around. So that's why I'm on the drugs that I'm still on. But no one has seen any cells or any indication of anything in any of my blood work or anything. So that sounds good.
And I will appeal to the audience. I told you I was diagnosed with generalized myasthenia gravis. I already had some ptosis of the eye that I take pills for. So I'm getting a second opinion on that in August.
Very good.
I'm not ready to start Vyvgart, which you see advertised all day on television. Maybe I'll have to take it, but I'm going to see a specialist in myasthenia. before
And if
I
anyone
do.
Has any advice for yes. Andy, please let him know.
Just email me.
Andy. On with the show.
All right. So we lost Barney Frank today.
Well, we knew he was in hospice. We said that a couple of
congestive heart failure.
Yeah. He was 86, and today he died on the day we're taping, which is Wednesday.
Now, he will be heralded as the first member of Congress who voluntarily came out of the closet, which he did in 1987. He did declare himself. Of course, he'd been going to gay bars in Washington a long time before that, and people were writing about it, including me, in 1983. And I did so because, you know, his colleague, Gary Studs, was in a Page scandal, dating a Page, who was of age. And I said, Barney, don't do this to yourself. You know, declare yourself. So
took him a long time.
Tip O'Neill was the speaker in those days. He said, oh, did you hear about Barney? He came out of the house. And Tip O'Neill was disappointed because he said Barney could have been the first Jewish speaker. And he wasn't so sure about the gay thing. But Barney, of course, was, a big presence on all the liberal campaigns, television all the time. Very clever guy, very funny guy. And he first was elected to the Massachusetts legislature.
You move that way a little. I'm trying to correct us
first,
on the screen. Yeah, okay.
First, he was elected to the legislature, served 8 years there. And in this clip we're going to show you, we'll talk about how he became a Congress member. Maybe we should run the clip. It's back. We were talking about, wait a minute, before you get into it. We had him on because of the campaign between Kerry and Bush in 2004. And we talked a lot about that. And we talked about the marriage movement, which was heating up. And Barney's going to talk about that. But he's also going to talk about how he got into Congress. So let's go.
That is, the way you beat any of these prejudices is with reality. I mean, just like coming out has been the way we've begun to deflate homophobia in general. We've got civil unions in Vermont, remember, let's not forget what they said about them. Now we have marriage in Massachusetts. State by state, a couple other states come in, that's how we win this fight, when the reality makes it preposterous to make the arguments they've made.
Right. Speaking of coming out, another thing we've seen lately is Mike Rogers in Washington with his blog active.com.
Exposing hypocrisy among politicians who vote against gay rights and yet are gay themselves.
Yes, leading, featured by my colleague Ed Schrock, of whom I had no notion, by the way, who was not only
Gaydar
outed.
Gaydar wasn't working?
Not only was he outed, but having been outed, he then made a special point of coming back to Congress to vote for the Family
yes,
Marriage Amendment.
Didn't
that is
he?
A sad, sad case.
Yeah.
But I have said, I have to work with people so I don't comment on individuals.
Right.
But I've said for years now, the right to privacy is not a right to hypocrisy.
Right.
And it should be. If Sarah Brady owned an Uzi, that would be news.
Sure.
Hypocrisy is news. And I think it's entirely legitimate to out people who set one set of rules for everybody else and then exempt themselves from it.
We call it reporting.
Yeah, exactly. Good reporting, which a lot of reporters avoid
that's a good
on
point.
The subject.
Like I said, when people talk about coming out, I said, yes, well, when we discuss our sexuality, it's called coming out. When heterosexuals discuss their sexuality, it's called talking.
We have a good conversation. You've been in the House a long time. You were made a congressman by the Holy Father. Maybe you want to explain that to people.
Well, my predecessor in Congress was Father Robert Drynan, a Jesuit priest then and now, a wonderful man. And when John Paul II became the Pope, he was persuaded, I think, by a number of Americans that this was an embarrassment. Drynan was too liberal. And he ordered all members of the clergy to leave, but I think Drynan was a major factor, and I was elected to replace him. I will tell you that there was then a contest as to who was going to be the leading liberal to replace Drynan, and it came down to me and one other guy, and because he felt he had other options, he deferred to me. That was John Kerry. So it may be that it will be, if things go well, it will
he
be the president
it.
And the Pope to whom I am indebted.
Gives you a little sense of how he handled things. He liked to be funny, with a lot of quips. We had some disagreement. He certainly was, a champion of gay rights. But
yes, but he had a different approach on some things. When the Employment Non-Discrimination Act was proposed and people wanted to protect the trans community in that, he said, no, 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 that'll kill it.
And they passed it without gender identity and expression. And we had a big fight about that on the phone. And part of Barney's problem was he was a smart guy, but he also thought he was the smartest guy in the room and could be a little arrogant about that.
Yeah.
He certainly pushed. He was in Congress during the AIDS crisis, certainly pushed on that. Very responsible for the Matthew Shepard, James Byrd Hate Crimes Act getting passed.
Yeah.
He passed the Dodd-Frank bill after the financial scandal.
Yes. It would be nice if we had more of him doing things like that now.
Yes.
Yeah. So he was a giant, certainly as a representative of our communities, and a great loss.
Yes. Barney Frank. Knew him a long time, and we'll link to that whole interview in our email. If you want our email, go to gayusatv.org, and you will get the link.
Yep.
All right.
Now,
you had
this?
Quite a week.
Wait, are we doing that?
You're doing your parking garage.
Oh, okay. I thought we were doing the Stonewall National Monument, but the parking garage is fine. So Chelsea Neighbors United, along with many groups around the country, is trying to stop ICE from the most outrageous thing in New York this week. A judge ruled that ICE could no longer just hang around immigration court and grab everyone who showed up to check in for their asylum claims or whatever.
So they did it again, and they said, we're grabbing a gang member. That's what they always say.
Well, they were challenged by protesters there who said the judge ruled yesterday you can't do this. And their answer was, we don't care. And that is truly the
fascism
attitude of the entire administration on all of this. You claim the people are not paying for this new East Wing, and yet you ask for $1 billion from Congress. They don't care. They don't care about anything. They just care about doing whatever they want.
They've just forgiven themselves for any crimes they will commit ever. I mean, basically.
Unbelievable.
And created a slush fund for criminals.
And they did it by filing a phony lawsuit against the IRS. Right. An empty lawsuit that
against themselves.
The IRS, the real IRS people, were prepared to defend the lawsuit and point out that it was nonsense. But the DOJ, under guess whose orders, said, oh, no, we're not going to defend against this lawsuit. We're going to settle it, and we're going to settle it by giving them everything.
Well, let's just see if this becomes an occasion for Republicans who are in danger of losing the Congress, in danger of it, will fight back and forbid it.
Well, look at what's happened in these primaries. Trump is winning everything. If I were a Republican inclined to fight him wanted to keep my job.
We'll get to that. We're going to talk about Thomas Massie losing, and everybody's going, another Trump victory. Well, the vote in the Kentucky district was 55-45. So there are still 45% of Republican voters who are not going along with Trump.
Well, Massey's the incumbent and relatively popular, but Trump in the end triumphed. He triumphs in 90% of these
cases.
Well,
you're saying it's triumph. I mean, look at he's now endorsing Ken Paxton, which gives the Democrats with Tallarico a chance of picking up the Senate seat in Texas.
Well,
it gives them statistically a better chance according to the polls.
Sure, but look what happened to Bill Cassidy. Look what happened to the Indiana legislators. Look at what happened to Thomas Massie.
Can't you just wait till November and then we can talk about it?
No. All right. Let's talk about.
Get your sign.
Yes. So anyway, people all over the country are trying to fight ICE. And in New York, we've been specifically fighting the fact that they're trying to book parking spaces at garages in Manhattan.
Because there's no place to park on the street in New York, let me tell you.
And they had a contract with a garage on the piers on the Hudson River, and the contract ends at the end of June, so they're looking for new parking. What could be more New York than that? So having gotten wind of this, Chelsea Neighbors United and others are running
including
around.
Including you.
Yeah, I was at this one briefly. And here's a sign from the demonstration this last week. We have a picture of the whole demonstration, if we can perhaps put that up. But I love this sign because it is an it absolutely mirrors the New York City parking signs, which always say, yeah, there's the demonstration.
Photo by Jackie Rudin.
Yes. ICE parks here in this garage, and that's why we're out there yelling about it. No parking is the sign you see all over Manhattan with the regulations about what hours and days you're allowed to park there. This one says no parking for ICE anytime, anywhere. I just think it's adorable.
Yeah, they're just trying to do their jobs. We're trying to stop them.
What happened to resign your job?
Well,
when you're
not well off and they offer you a $50,000 signing bonus and a $150,000 a year salary because they have infinite amounts of money for this, you take it. That's what happens.
You and I
wouldn't take it.
You get to beat people up.
Well,
there is one guy who just resigned about this IRS thing. He's been in the job like 7 months, and he just turned around and walked out and said no.
More need to do that.
Yep.
All right. We learned today that the National Trust for Historic Preservation, which is the National Advocate for Historic Places, has named the Stonewall National Monument in New York to its list of 11 most endangered historic places. And again, this is because they're not telling the full story of Stonewall there anymore.
They censored it months ago. They took trans people and bi references off the plaques. And
I think the bis got back.
Okay. But not the trans.
Correct.
They took the flag down. We had to fight them on that. And then they finally restored a version of the flag. And so they're seen as in danger. This whole monument could just disappear.
That's entirely right.
Yeah.
There's a scene from the park with the George Siegel sculptures with the park rangers, who are very nice people.
Very.
But they have their hands tied by the federal government.
Well, this is the ongoing argument. Their hands are tied, certainly, but do they accept that or do they walk away?
Yeah. Do we have the Marchand tape?
Do we have the Marchand tape?
Yes, we do.
Okay. So this is going to be a two minute and 48 second video. I have not heard a better indictment of what's going on in this country. There was a hearing in Louisiana where they were going to change the maps right before the election, even after voting has started and all this kind of stuff. And this man, Marchand Camisse, read them the riot act.
I have no doubt in my mind that the map's going to pass. If y'all can give us less than zero seats, you would do it. Y'all do this under the orders of somebody that said the Civil Rights Act was harmful to white people, that it caused reverse racism. RFK said that black children are overfilled on antidepressants and that they need to be reparented on different farms, all of them. Pete Hegseth constantly brings Doug Wilson to the Pentagon to give a prayer service. Doug Wilson is the same pastor that said that slave owners were on strong spiritual ground. I don't have no belief in no morality on anybody that followed Donald Trump. If you wasn't with this map, you wouldn't be underneath this president. You wouldn't be in your party. You would stand up. You would stand against it. You would speak out about it. So as far as I'm concerned, if you hear as one of these Trump Republicans, you already showed us who you are. You showed us what you want to do. And I believe the country as a whole is rebuking your party. Y'all are in a death spiral. That's why y'all have to redistrict. That's why y'all have to cheat. That's why Trump got to go to Texas and say he entitled to five more seats. It's because y'all know what y'all doing is abhorrent. We letting our people die in Iran based on false pretense that Tulsi Gabbard and Joe Kent say it ain't real. Y'all okay with all that? So I'm positive y'all gonna be okay with the maps. But the beautiful thing is, the children that y'all have made and the people that's younger than y'all don't support none of this racism that y'all want. The MAGA party is the last breath of the Confederacy. And I'll be happy to see millennials and Gen Z bury y'all. There will be no more of your party. The midterms gonna come, y'all gonna get wiped out. Trump gonna get dragged out of the White House, and I'm gonna love every second of it. because y'all loved every second of the suffering that he caused to everybody in this country and worldwide. We starve in Cuba. We bomb Nigeria. We hold in Zimbabwe and Zambia hostage for their minerals. We don't want to give them aid support. The pro-lifers that say all life is special, y'all letting kids die of AIDS. What part of your Bible say that? Point out the scripture. I think everybody would love to see it. And we would love to see y'all in the midterms.
I'd love to get Marsha on in as a guest host on this show.
I mean, absolutely.
He's up on every single aspect of what's going on.
Yes. Well, we will see whether his powerful statement comes true in the midterms.
Right. We will see.
You know, I've just expressed skepticism, but I haven't given up hope.
Well, the House is set
to vote. But here's the thing. Sorry. I can't lose these thoughts when they occur to me. Vote! You can't give up. You have to go out and vote.
Our friend Gloria Steinem says voting is the least you can do. Of course, you can do a lot of other things. You can campaign. You can go to demonstrations. You can.
But the point is you can't give up.
You must vote.
So many people say to me, oh, I can't watch the news anymore. Oh, it's a blah, blah, blah,
but
blah.
But that's
blah.
How we lose. And because there is a whole segment of the U.S. population that doesn't pay any attention to this because it is too difficult for them. And they vote how they feel that day. Am I doing better? Am I doing worse? And that's how things change.
What does dear leader want me to do?
No, it's they're not.
Some
even,
of that.
They're not.
Some of it.
They're not. That's a segment they're following, dear leader.
Yeah.
But most people are not paying attention. You know, am I paying too much for eggs or whatever it is? That is how they vote.
Eggs.
How do you think
better.
We got a black president? You know, seriously. I mean, 2008.
That's a bigger discussion.
The Republicans had screwed up so much with the economy.
Yep.
People said, I will vote for the other guy in this case. And they did.
Shocking.
All right. So the House is set to vote this week, may have happened already, on two anti-trans bills. We have to count on or hope for the Democratic minority in the Senate to block them with the filibuster.
These are Don't Say Gay bills coming to the United States. We've seen them in Russia. We've seen them in Eastern Europe. And now they're coming here. A national bill that would forbid mention of LGBTQ in schools or use of preferred pronouns or any number of things. And the Republicans want to nationalize that kind of censorship and erasure. And it's getting close.
Speaker Mike Johnson will not appreciate me saying this, but they had a Christian supremacist rally on the Mall. Now, they did it on a very hot day, so people could not stay out in the sun. So look at them. If you look at the picture, we'll put it up there. They cleared out to get under trees.
How was that it?
That's about, well, and then, of course, there was 3 hours to go, and most people had left because once Trump had done his reading from the Bible, where he mispronounced every other word that he was reading.
Well, it was on...
Because he's never read the Bible.
It was on videotape, and it was a repeat of something he had done for National Bible Day or something some weeks earlier. They just reran the tape, and that was his contribution to the event. I'm very curious about how many people showed up for that, because the news coverage all said thousands, and I'm thinking 2,000, 10,000, 100,000? What was it?
Right.
But I haven't seen anything that leads me to believe that there was actually a large crowd.
Let's get
there.
Into the better news, some of these court decisions.
Good.
The Colorado Supreme Court, state court, ordered Children's Hospital in Colorado, you got to resume gender-affirming care for transgender youth. You are discriminating against transgender youth patients when you shuttered your program in capitulation to Trump. Gender-affirming care is inextricably intertwined with gender identity. And they also said, you're prescribing these things for cisgendered kids. You can't deny them to transgender kids, or you're discriminating. And we have a law in Colorado against such discrimination.
Yes, that has been made very explicit that is discrimination is taking place. Meanwhile, in Rhode Island, a judge there has rejected the trans care ban.
Mary McElroy, a Trump appointee, we have a picture of her. She condemned the Department of Justice lawyers for misrepresenting facts. She really read them the riot act.
Well, she just said they lied. They lied about everything.
Subterfuge.
And that's
false statements.
We know that there is no
Trump judge,
no bottom to which they will not sink. But to actually go into court and lie to judges is.
I love this quote. The DOJ has proven unworthy of trust at every point in this case.
Well, they just handed over millions of dollars to Donald Trump.
We'll see if that stands.
Yeah. In Oklahoma, however, the governor has signed a no care for trans kids bill and no Medicaid coverage either. So that's a negative thing.
What did you just do? I'm sorry.
Oklahoma.
Okay. And then in Kansas, a judge ruled that Kansas cannot enforce its ban on non-surgical gender transition treatments for minors. The judge, Carl Folsom, said that the law had likely violated parents' rights to make decisions for their children. Sound familiar? It's what they're always saying on the other side. Parents' rights, parents' rights, parents' rights.
He said that this violates the state constitutional equal protection clause by not allowing these treatments for trans kids that are allowed for cis kids, as you said.
Okay.
But in Texas, that's all I have to say.
Just become a republic again.
That's one thought. I don't want to abandon people in Texas, though.
No, we love a lot of
people. We want to keep fighting for them.
I have people there.
And I know people there, too. So Paxton, the attorney general, who has just gotten the endorsement of Trump for the Senate seat currently held by John Cornyn, much to the dismay and horror of other Republican senators in the Senate now. Well, Paxton, who we know to be a monster, has forced Children's Hospital in Texas to open detransition clinics because he has relentlessly pressed lawsuits against the hospitals for what they're doing in providing trans care and has lied and
also forcing them to fire five doctors who participated in the treatment.
And pay $10 million. He alleged that the hospital committed fraud in their care for trans kids. He has harassed them for years. He advocates are saying the hospital caved to him. And he was really always pursuing this, mostly so he would get the Trump endorsement.
Well, the hospital said, to be clear, we're settling to protect our resources from endless and costly litigation. Yeah. It'll allow us to redirect those resources to focus on life-saving care and groundbreaking discoveries of exceptional clinicians and scientists, except for trans people. They didn't say that last part.
Well, it's...
There was a New York rally... Because we're having this problem in New York, where the NYU Langone has been given criminal subpoenas for treatment that they used to do that they don't even do anymore. And the rally was like, we're all outraged by this, but what are we doing about it? I kept saying, when are we going to restore this? Maybe through New York Health and Hospitals, if NYU Langone is doing it. I'm not getting a sense that that's happening.
It's discouraging because we are winning in these other states, a lot of them, Colorado, Kansas, Rhode Island, whatever. But New York is stalled. And the attorney general here, Letitia James, says that the state constitution and state laws protect this kind of trans care under equal protection laws and non-discrimination laws. And yet things are stymied.
And Callan Lord, which is an LGBTQ Health Service here in New York, they say we are going to, they say that we're going to protect patient confidentiality. We're not, you know, they have not yet received a court order about this, but they're trying to reassure their patients that they
yes, because more outrage. The government is demanding the names and extensive patient data on all these kids who are being treated, and that is so against all kinds of hospital privacy.
And the names
laws.
Of all the doctors who participated.
Yes.
In this.
How do they have the gall to even think they're entitled to this stuff?
Well, the Trump white power movement continues. The Justice Department this week accused Yale Medical School of discriminating against, wait for it, white and Asian students. And then Trump on Monday plans to allow 10,000 more white South Africans to be refugees, even as no other refugees are allowed in this country anymore, just white South Africans. And you are going to pay $100 million to bring them in. $100 million.
Chump change.
Well, we...
All right. Well,
Mel Kurth.
Yes. In Oklahoma, the trans teacher Mel Kurth at the University of Oklahoma, who is a teaching assistant and was criticized for giving a student a low grade, maybe a zero on a paper.
An F.
Yeah, because the student had written about her Christian principles rather than the actual assignment. So, you know, she got an F on the paper. Well, that just caused an uproar of this is religious discrimination. She didn't write about the assignment.
But the news was that she was fired, but
yeah.
She wasn't.
She
was relieved of her teaching duties, but she's still a research assistant. Her pay is the same.
She has gotten a lot of death threats.
Oh, well.
And this, other harassment.
Well, you know, again, this is the issue that is ginned up 24 hours a day by Trump. I mean, I can think of 10 instances this week when he mentioned transgender taking over everything. He just does it in the context of his new building and everything.
Meanwhile, the Epstein files remain private. And Alan Chambers, the former president of Exodus International, an ex-gay organization in Florida, has been arrested in a police sting for talking to someone he thought was a 14-year-old boy.
By the way, Art Leonard tells us that the Supreme Court has just taken a case that could substantially reduce the scope of Title IX. It's a very dangerous thing that they've even taken it. And it, you know,
it's
again,
confusing.
What they're doing is they're ending civil rights laws. That is what they're doing.
Well, there's something here about Title IX versus Title VII,
yes.
and what applies and to what extent. But, yes, we can expect the Supreme Court to cut back on civil rights across the board.
So we've told you about one of the highest-ranking lesbians in the United States, Barry Weiss. She was technically in charge of CBS News, in charge of it. And she's been doing a terrible job and even making the suits in CBS nervous. So they're thinking of removing her control of 60 Minutes and the CBS Evening News, things like that. But she's not losing her job. Anderson Cooper just left 60 Minutes.
And wasn't the only one.
Although
to have
he's at CNN, which is also being taken over by the same horrible pro-Trump
family,
people.
The Ellisons. So we'll see how long that lasts. But Barry, my fear is that Barry Weiss, who got that job simply because she sold her publication, The Free Press, to the Ellisons.
She got the job because she sold her soul.
Well, that too. But it's a longer discussion. But she will be replaced by an even more evil monster at the head of CBS News. I mean, I think they've gone down the drain. I worked there many years ago.
I don't watch it anymore.
I haven't watched it for years. But someone more competent at destroying it will take over. And
well, the Long Beach Pride Festival was not destroyed but canceled by the city. It got into a big dispute about filing the right papers and having the right coverage and all this kind of stuff. So we can't take really sides in that because we haven't seen the papers. But they did go on, as you see here, with the Pride March.
Yes. Well, remember that the former mayor of Long Beach is
Robert Garcia, who is now in Congress trying to get the Epstein files out there.
Yes, exactly. All right. In Watertown, Wisconsin, high school students, we've been following this story, walked out by the hundreds to protest the censorship of a little concert piece.
A little 4.5-minute orchestral piece.
Yep.
That was named A Mother of a Revolution for
Marsha P. Johnson.
Yes, and it, honoring the song, and written by a gay guy named Omar Thomas. Now, if the board said you are praising political violence, that was their why they said they did this. So 350 kids walk out.
Praising political violence. They're about to give $1 million to everyone who attacked the Capitol,
exactly.
Defecated inside,
exactly.
Killed police officers.
Exactly. As my old boss Bill Lynch used to say, now you're being rational.
Exactly.
But it was a great demonstration of, and the thing is, thank you to the board because you have drawn international attention to your idiocy and to this piece that is online, and we posted it last week.
Yeah.
Other orchestras have performed it.
All right. Oh, thank you to Charles Barkley, who on his NBA broadcast gave a nice tribute to Jason Collins, who died last week, and talked about the horror of homophobia in male sports. He's exactly right. Charles.
No thanks to RuPaul, who did this video where Ru said, fascism is won, so let's just dance. We have lost.
Ru.
Have fun. Join me.
I don't know you. I'm all in favor of dancing and having fun and finding joy in the resistance.
If I can't dance, I don't want your revolution.
Yeah, well, that was Emma, what's her name? Goldman. But we're not giving up, Ru.
Right.
And you're not abdicating responsibility for doing something. You look what RuPaul's Drag Race has accomplished.
And you can vogue and fight at the same time.
Exactly.
And in fact, voguing is a form of protest.
Yes, and you have educated the public far and wide. Your show has been extremely successful and has brought the country a long way. And you can't give up, and we have not lost. We are just in the middle of a very painful and depressing skirmish, but we are continuing.
So we mentioned Thomas Massie, this renegade Republican to some extent in Kentucky, who lost his primary to a Trump-backed candidate, but only by 55-45. But Massie tried to win by running ads against his opponent that are the most virulently anti-gay things I have seen.
Eddie Galrine is bought and paid for by the LGBTQ mafia. Far-left trans activist billionaire Paul Singer is bringing his trans madness to Kentucky. Singer is spending millions to remove Massie. The gay mafia will own woke Eddie.
And over a period of time, I and my team became quite friendly with legacy gay rights groups, including hardcore Democrats.
Paul Singer is a major pro-gay, pro-trans activist who works with far-left hardcore Democrats.
And I became very interested in being a funder of gay rights groups.
Galrine doesn't share our Kentucky values. He is with the weirdos. And if Galrine wins, the weirdos take over. On May 19th, say no to woke Eddie Galrine and his billionaire club of LGBTQ weirdos. Re-elect Thomas Massie for Kentucky, for America. Restore Freedom Pack is a project of Hold the Line Pack. Hold the Line Pack is responsible for the contents of this advertisement.
Wow.
If only.
Wow.
Now we have to be happy that Eddie Galrine won.
No, I mean,
well,
I'm no fan.
I want to know more.
I'm no fan of Paul Singer either. He has a gay son, so he gives to gay causes.
Yeah.
But he's a vulture capitalist.
Yes, he is.
Oh, so anyway. Okay. And then, so Rand Paul is very close to Massie, and Rand Paul's son ran into Mike Lawler, who was an endangered Republican in New York, and goes up to him at a bar.
Drunk.
Hurling anti-Semitic, anti-LGBTQ remarks at him in a 10-minute diatribe. It was just quite a scene.
Here's what he said. Please excuse this language. If Massie loses, it's the fault of you Jews. Lawler is Catholic.
Do you think I'm Jewish? He says, yeah, no, I'm not.
I hate gays and Jews, William Paul says.
doesn't sound like he was brought up very well by Rand and Grant.
I suspect there was some distance between them, but I'm just guessing.
Well, and then because of all the redistricting thing and the fact that the maps in Virginia were rejected, Bree Fram, who was a trans vet who was running for Congress in Virginia, has decided not to seek that seat. It was going to be a primary in the for the Democrats.
I'm sad about that. I think that's too bad.
And we're bereft about what happened at the University of Washington, where a student, Juniper Blessing, 19 years old, was fatally stabbed in the laundry room of an off-campus complex there back on Sunday night, stabbed 40 times. That's what you call in these killings overkill. In other words, a lot of hatred is injected into that. Yeah. Go ahead.
The suspect has been arrested.
Michael Leahy, he got himself 31. On camera.
But we don't know their relationship. We don't know whether they were boyfriend and girlfriend
We don't know anything.
No, we don't.
About it, so we don't know what happened.
No.
It's just terrible, and a very promising student as well.
She was 19.
In better news, Billie Jean King got her Bachelor's of Arts degree at 82. She never got to finish school in her younger years, too busy
playing tennis.
Oh, and revolutionizing women's sports.
Yeah.
And so congratulations. And one of the courses that she took was LGBTQ political history in the United States. This was at California State University, Los Angeles.
Yes. But she took her classes online.
Yes.
Because that's what people do these days. All right.
Another leading anti-gay evangelist, a big one, has met his maker, James Robison.
Robison.
He died on the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, and Transphobia at 82. This guy, in 1979, he lost his slot on the radio in Dallas because he repeatedly attacked homosexuality, which he said is almost too repulsive to imagine, one of the vilest sins known to man. And then he gave a speech at the Dallas Reunion Arena for the National Affairs Briefing saying, "I'm sick and tired of hearing about all the radicals and the perverts and the liberals and the leftists and the communists." Sound familiar? It sounds like a Trump tweet. It's time for God's people to come out of the closet, out of the churches, and change America. The reason I'm reading this was the origin of the Moral Majority group, came out of that 1979 speech. He was a horror.
Yeah. Also horrifying a little.
Oh, and Mike Huckabee was his communications
mentee.
Director.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Trump has been told by a court that he can delay payment of the $83 million he owes E. Jean Carroll while he appeals for presidential immunity on his defaming her.
Supreme Court, you better not.
There's a documentary about her called Ask E. Jean that is opening this week here in New York at the IFC Theater on 6th Avenue and presumably around the country.
That's the title
Google
of her column.
Ask E. Jean. And the documentary is supposed to be quite lovely. In Texas, 8 anti-ICE activists who were wearing black to a demo, which is like daily in New York,
every other person,
were convicted as Antifa terrorists for wearing black to the demo.
My father was an anti-fascist. He fought in World War II. Mm.
They're facing 60 years prison, and the government won't release the documents that supposedly prove that they were Antifa terrorists because, of course, they're not. They're protesters.
They're going to be sending them to camps in the Congo to get Ebola.
Well, there may be that. The Congress is still adding anti-LGBTQ riders to appropriations bills left and right. And all right, we've done that.
International?
I think so. Just give me one second. Oh, federal employees are filing a suit against the imposition of Christian nationalism.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
We're sick of this. We get these emails all the time. We're expected to be a part of it. We're not.
Yep. And yes, international moves.
So despite China's homophobia, at the state banquet in Beijing for Trump, a Chinese military band played an instrumental of YMCA from the Village People.
I was afraid you were going to say that.
It's his favorite campaign tune, despite his own homophobia.
Yeah. In Poland, the Prime Minister Donald Tusk, the new one, the better one, who replaced the bad one, has recognized has promised he will recognize foreign same-sex marriages. He apologized for years of rejection and humiliation visited upon the LGBTQ community.
But he had to add, there is this, any legal recognition is no way a path to the possibility of adoption. That's something Europe has resisted
throw
in many
a bone.
Cases.
The first such marriage has been registered in Warsaw.
Okay. King Charles the, what is it, the third? Yes. Has laid out a legislative plan to introduce a ban on conversion therapy in the UK. He made it part of the King's speech, which the government gives him to read. Now, this has happened before, and they pulled back, but this is...
Several times.
This is inclusive of gender identity, and, you know, so we're hoping that they'll come through this. I mean, the Labour government has to start delivering soon because they're in trouble.
Well, they may be out of office soon.
No, not out of office. Starmer may be out of office. The party can't be removed. It's a six-year unless, you know, there's a total rebellion.
A medical clinic at McGill University in Canada is refusing trans care to U.S. students under 18 because they say the Trump executive order forbids it. So you can't even go to Canada and get care if you're a minor.
ALGA, Europe, used to be International Lesbian and Gay Association of Europe, they published a new rainbow map. Now, this shows you where it's good or bad for LGBTQ people, but they also identified the new worst country in the EU for LGBTQ people, and it is Romania.
Is that the home of your people?
That's where my people are from. They were Germans, but they lived in a town in Austria-Hungary, and it's now in Romania. But you can see there what the good ones and the bad ones are. Spain being very good. Iceland being very good.
Perhaps discern a trend.
Yeah. As you go farther to the east,
It's
worse. And, of course, Russia is horrible.
Big pride parade in Brussels in Belgium. Huge. Wanted to find a picture, but I couldn't. And in Malawi, in Africa, there is a new rainbow coalition that will fight for LGBTQ rights in a country where it is still criminalized.
Very brave. When we started our movement, it was criminalized almost everywhere.
Yeah, but not as enforced. I think in Africa it's more enforced.
But again, these sodomy laws and things like that are used to classify you as criminals and lock you up for other things.
Well, even though we've expanded back to an hour on this show, we're getting close to time, so we should hustle along.
In AIDS news, they had the AIDS walk this past weekend. We have a picture there of Rosie Perez, who was one of the keynotes, and Larry Mass, who was the only there with the beard. The only surviving original board member, and he also happens to be the only one who was HIV negative. And they raised $1.8 million. That photo is by Donna Aceto.
There are 132,000 people living with HIV in New York City, and they will be helped by this money.
J.D. Vance, in his sycophantic White House press conference on Tuesday, claimed that the United States doesn't have a national health care system, because there were American troops in Europe. That's the reason.
What?
That is what he said.
Well, I'd say that makes no sense, but that is what he does every day. Meanwhile, we are helping spread Ebola in Africa by having killed the PEPFAR program and USAID. So if Ebola
spreads, pulling out of the World Health Organization.
Yep.
And if you think virus, and of course, what's our policy to stop Ebola? Oh, just stop them from getting on planes. Viruses have a way of spreading around.
That's right.
You are endangering everybody's health.
And the CDC reports new infections of HIV are holding steady at about 39,000 a year. 22%, though, of those newly diagnosed are already at the stage of AIDS. Trump is proposing a $2 billion cut in domestic prevention, treatment, research, and housing.
That's his budget, and we hope that the Congress restores some of those things.
Yeah. Entertainment news?
So here's some heated rivalry news. A bisexual Korean-American comedian, Margaret Cho, she revealed that she turned down a chance to appear in that series as the mother of
Shane Hollander.
Yeah, exactly. Because it was shot in Canada and she was worried about going back and forth across the border.
Well, people are scared. That's impacted us with our guest hosts. People do not want to have ICE come in and sweep them up because it has happened so frequently and clearly that they are just grabbing anyone who looks non-white.
They can grab your phone, demand to get into it, find out your emails for the last 30 years, and decide that you're Antifa or something, and send you into a black hole.
They don't even need that.
Right.
They just say you're a foreigner. You've come from, even U.S. citizens are being grabbed. People are being denaturalized.
Well, Margaret's a U.S. citizen.
Yeah, well, her citizenship could be taken away from her because this government will do whatever it wants. This is my theme for this week. They have no shame. They have no boundaries. They are simply out to be bullies and make any
shame decision. On all Republicans at this point. I mean, give me a defense of being a Republican at this point or voting for any Republican. You know, I know that about 14% of the LGBTQ vote went to Trump, which is really low.
But if they hadn't, we might be in a different position.
Those 14%.
Yeah.
We need all of you.
We do, every last one of you.
And again, send me an email. Defend him. How can you at this point?
We are, as you know, I tend to watch MSNBC most of the day. And
MS Now.
MS Now, sorry.
We're suing MSNBC. Now, that's another story.
We are, because they stole some video from us. But they ask questions like, well, they have election experts on, and they say, so what's going to happen this fall? We can have everybody come out and vote, but isn't Trump going to try to steal the election?
Oh, yes. He has a plan.
And the answer is yes, of course he is. So our only defense, aside from having these wonderful lawyers who are out there already suing to stop.
People like Mark Elias, who does a terrific job.
Fantastic. But we have to do whatever we can to hold on to our right to vote and to exercise.
Absolutely.
Yes. Can you tell I'm stretching a little? Because, in fact, we have more time than I thought.
Elliot Page has been cast in Christopher Nolan's upcoming The Odyssey. And as I said, right-wing heads are exploding. Now, there's an assumption that he will play Achilles, though that has not been confirmed. And they just go nuts over this. And the fact that Lupita Nyong'o has been cast as Helen of Troy. And this attracted the attention of Musk, the white racist South African. He posted about this. And they're all saying, they're quoting Sappho. Sappho, who said that Helen was definitely golden curled. Now you resort to citing lesbians.
Any port in a storm. Why do these people care about this stuff? Because they hate DEI. They are really terrified of anything that smacks of a diverse population having any power in this country.
Well, other confirmed cast members are Matt Damon, Anne Hathaway, Tom Holland, Zendaya, Robert Pattinson, and Charlize Theron. Now, I recommended
That's a pretty white list.
I recommended a new movie called The Christophers, starring Ian McKellen as a bisexual past his prime artist and Michaela Cole as a woman hired to forge his works, directed by Steven Soderbergh. And I just want to let you know, it is a very extremely well-reviewed movie, including by me, now out on video on demand.
Michaela Cole is something.
She did
that series, that British series, that was just a knockout.
This is a great movie. And it's great to be here with you, Anne.
Well, I'm still watching Hacks, which is down to its last couple of episodes, and The Testaments, which is the spinoff of Handmaid's Tale.
Hacks got pretty lesbian, I heard.
Well, they did a silly episode with Cherry Jones. We have a couple of minutes.
Fourteen sixteen.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got confused. So we're okay. So I can recommend Hacks and The Testaments, although I think The Handmaid's Tale original is really the thing to watch if you want to be scared out of your mind. The Drama Desk Awards were given out this week in New York. I'm sure they were half LGBTQ, but there were a couple names that jumped out at me. Joe Mantello, who has directed a lot of stuff for a long time, but originally was in the Angels in America production.
Cast.
Yes, exactly. So he won as Best Director for the revival of Death of a Salesman. And Queen Jean, who is a great activist around town here, trans activist, but also a famous costume designer. And she was nominated for a couple of shows and won for Best Costume Design of a Musical for Cats the Jellicle Ball, which has also been very popular. And she is speaking at CUNY. They have
City University of New York, what, the Graduate Center?
Yes, on June 15th. I don't know whether they have tickets left. I bought a ticket months ago when it was first
announced. You had to buy a ticket.
I had to buy a ticket, and I bought a ticket to see Queen Jean tell us her current thinking. I think it will be quite interesting.
And I hope you will report on it here on Gay USA.
I will.
I'm going to be going to the Morgan Library tomorrow to see their new exhibit on Peter Hujar's photographs, and I'll tell you about it next week, but it'll be open by the time we talk next week.
So we hope you're not sick of us already going back to the 58-minute version.
No, this was much more relaxed. I liked it better.
I have to agree with that. It was an experiment for a couple of months to do it shorter to see whether people in this day and age of short attention spans would prefer that. But there's no question we got a lot in. And
thanks for being with us.
Thank you. You can certainly let us know what you think, but we'll be back with a 58-minute version next week.
We will.
We hope to see you then. We have 6 seconds. Goodbye. Have a lovely day.